The Truth News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C. and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
Well, what's going on in the world? Nothing but impeachment, at least as far as Washington, D.C. and the United States of America is concerned. That's consumed everybody. It was the shift shizzle. Now it's back to Gerald Nadler, and he's back at the House Judiciary Committee holding more hearings. It's crazy, folks. It's been going on for months now, actually a couple of years, maybe almost 3 years, even before the president was inaugurated. And it's going on now, and it may, it just might still be going on during and maybe even after the 2020 elections. Let's hope not, but it could be. There's just no reasoning. You can't figure out why or what's actually going on, other than we know it is a debacle. Hey there, and welcome today to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and today we're not going to lay down. As a matter of fact, conservatives and House Republicans are fighting back. Wednesday, December 4th, America heard from four constitutional experts about their opinions of impeachment, its foundation, its purposes, its past uses, and how the constitutional guidelines determine its appropriate uses. At the end of it all, we're no closer to firm and final answers about impeachment as it applies to what is happening in Washington today than we were 6 months ago. Democrats are on a quest and continually exist in dump Trump mode. Republicans are on a quest too. Theirs is, let's get about conducting legislative business for the American people. Do you notice any similarities in thought between Dems and the GOP? Neither do I. But as promised, we at Truth News Network are committed to bringing you the facts that we can discern through research of every applicable D.C. matter that impacts Americans, especially me and you. That promise applies to members and issues of both parties, issues that arise daily in Congress, the White House, and the judiciary, and every applicable matter in U.S. foreign relations that impact our nation. Here's our analysis of Impeach Trump Part 3. And we'll start off with this. Where's the beef? Democrats have not veered away from their one unified cry about Mr. Trump since even before he won the 2016 election. We don't like him. We think he's unfit to serve as president. We will do anything and everything we can to drive him out of the White House and even out of Washington, D.C. The only things that have changed in the 3 years of Mr. Trump's first term as president are the bullets in the Democrats' dump Trump gun that they have used so far. They are Trump campaign Russian collusion, the Mueller investigation, obstruction of justice, emoluments clause violations, and now we find ourselves in Ukraine Gate Part 3. Who's universally in all of these? Well, Representative Adam Schiff of California, Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, and even though she's not on the stage or front and center in any of these hearings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California. Of course, President Trump is universally in all of this. If he'd simply go away, so would this faux impeachment. But he's not going anywhere. House Republicans are fighting back. On Monday, December 2nd, they released a report of evidence in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry in which they affirmed none of the Democrats' witnesses have any proof of President Donald Trump's involvement in bribery, extortion, or any high crime or misdemeanor. And by working to impeach President Trump since his election, 231 House Democrats are trying to undo the will of, a paltry 63 million American people who chose him as their 45th president of the United States. The following are the key findings from the report presented by House Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes of California, Oversight Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Michael McCaul of Texas. Here we go, in bullet point form, and if you want to go to the story on the website, feel free to do so. You can download or copy it and share it at any time. We'll start here. President Trump has a deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism of Ukraine due to its history of pervasive corruption. President Trump has a long-held skepticism of U.S. foreign assistance and believes that Europe should pay its fair share for mutual defense. President Trump's concerns about Hunter Biden's role on Burisma Holdings board are valid. The Obama State Department noted concerns about Hunter Biden's relationship with Burisma in 2015 and 2016. That's Obama's State Department. You don't hear about that, though, do you? There is indisputable evidence that senior Ukrainian government officials opposed President Trump in 2016 and did so publicly. 8 different U.S. news sites published stories that talked about it. 8 different ones. It's been reported that a Democratic National Committee operative worked with Ukrainian officials, including the Ukrainian embassy, to dig up dirt on then-candidate Donald Trump. The evidence does not establish that President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Burisma Holdings, Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or Ukrainian influence in the 2016 election to benefit him in the 2020 election. The evidence does not establish that President Trump withheld a meeting with President Zelensky to pressure Ukraine to investigate Burisma, Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or Ukrainian influence in the 2016 election. The evidence does not support that President Trump withheld U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to pressure Ukraine to investigate Burisma, Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or Ukrainian influence in the 2016 election. The evidence does not support that President Trump orchestrated a shadow foreign policy apparatus to pressure Ukraine to investigate Burisma, Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or Ukrainian influence in the 2016 election. The evidence does not support that President Trump covered up the substance of his telephone conversation with President Zelensky by restricting access to the call summary. President Trump's assertion of longstanding claims of executive privilege is a legitimate response to an unfair, abusive, and partisan process and does not constitute obstruction of a legitimate impeachment inquiry. In summary, House Republicans said the evidence in the Democrats' probe does not prove their allegations that President Trump abused his authority to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, a potential political rival at the time, for his benefit in the 2020 election. Ukrainian President Zelensky again affirmed he did not discuss with President Trump about a quid pro quo involving the withholding of military aid to Ukraine from the U.S., which is at the center of the House impeachment inquiry against the president. In an interview with Time.com published on Monday, December 2nd, Zelensky said this, "I never talked to the president from the position of a quid pro quo. That's not my thing." Zelensky was answering the question, when did you first sense that there was a connection between Trump's decision to block military aid to Ukraine this summer and the 2 investigations for which Trump and his allies were asking? Can you clarify this issue of the quid pro quo? I don't want us to look like beggars, Zelensky continued, but you have to understand, we're at war. If you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us. I think that's just about fairness. It's not about a quid pro quo. It just goes without saying, Zelensky added. This is not the first time President Zelensky denied the accusation of wrongdoing regarding a phone call between him and President Trump. In October, the Ukrainian president also affirmed there was no blackmail. That's a quote from the president of Ukraine. There was no blackmail in their July phone call, and there were no conditions from the American side. Let me just remind you of one thing. There was military aid from the United States that was held for a long, long, long time. As a matter of fact, held for 8 years. That's right, folks. President Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, refused to give Ukraine aid, military aid that they needed to protect themselves against Russia for the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency. That after Obama, at the behest of Vladimir Putin of Russia, talked Ukraine into giving up their large and powerful military arms. You know why they did that? Well, Obama asked them to, but in doing so, he promised that if Russia attacked them, NATO and the United States would protect them. So they disarmed voluntarily, Guess what? Russia invaded and took Crimea. Did we lift a hand to protect Ukraine as Barack Obama promised? Nope. We did nothing. There was the withholding of military aid to Ukraine, but it wasn't by Donald Trump. Got a few more things to drop on you, a little more information. We're going to do that right after this at Truth News Network.
Want to get in touch with Dan? Go to truthnewsnet.org. More truth after this.
Hi, this is Jack, founder of Jack in the Box. Is the caller there?
Mr. Box, Douglas Gompertz from Burger Week magazine.
Oh, hey, Doug. Doug's a respected fast food critic.
I recently dined on your sourdough Jack combo.
And?
Perfection. The cheese, the jumbo patty, the golden sourdough bread, the French fries. Bravo.
Well, thank you.
However, I found the dessert a bit dry.
It doesn't come with dessert.
The candy. The white, round candy with the happy face.
Was it wearing a scarf?
Yes, I believe it was.
Rosy cheeks? Fuzzy earmuffs?
Yes, that's it.
Douglas, you ate a holiday ball. We're giving one away free to customers who buy a sourdough Jack combo. But they're not for dessert. They're for antennas.
Or a pencil.
Right.
Well, that's going to improve your score dramatically.
Excellent.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes. And others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
In a world of change, one thing remains constant. The bedrock of truth. Welcome to the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Well, this is definitely a brief story today. Why is it so short? There's not much new to discuss, folks. What we could do is spend a bunch of your time going back over all the what-ifs and the if-onlys. But we'd still be here next month, probably next year, trying to ascertain what this Democrat charade is going to morph into. Until we arrive at the end of all that, we're no longer going to speculate. We'll just let the actions of the left tell us what they are going to do. Yes, it appears that House Democrats are going to send to the floor articles of impeachment against President Trump. Probably the vote on at least several of the likeliest articles will be approved by the House. An overwhelming majority of members are Democrats. And then the Senate will examine whatever articles of impeachment make the trip across the hall. If that happens, folks, I will tell you this, and this is not speculation, this is fact. The fun will begin then. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing that can be funny about all of this. But know this for sure. If a Senate impeachment trial actually occurs, every bit of the dirty laundry from the past 4 to 6 years will be brought before the American public through witness and documents, subpoenas, and testimony. And it all will be exposed every day, internationally, live on television. Just imagine that witness list, sworn to testify and tell the truth. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Peter Steele, James Clapper, John Brennan, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Bruce Sinelli, Orr, and on and on and on. But don't forget about three witnesses that will undoubtedly appear before the Senate. Former Vice President Joe Biden, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and even former President Barack Obama. Do Democrats want all of the wrongdoing on the part of their minions in the deep state to appear daily for the next year or so on national television? Do they want to take the chance that members of their own crew will face indictments, millions of dollars in legal defense expenses, public embarrassment and humiliation, the destruction of their personal and professional lives, and for some possible jail? All in an attempt to rid D.C. of President Trump? Think about that for a moment. Hey. Hey, Nancy. Tag. You're it. It's your turn. Where's the House Speaker been through all this? She's kind of been hanging out, She went over to Spain to that conference on climate change. I think she did that on purpose so she wouldn't be on television while all of this is going on. Hey, you stay close. We're on top of it all. We have it for you. And there are other things going on that are very important too. We got it. Stay with us at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org. So long for today.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.